Man, what are you thinking?
Sorry.
In the Ozarks, where the trees are thick and green, there's a gifted band of warriors the world ain't never seen. They live their lives in shadow, cutting throats and setting traps. They die for family honor, and they buy their beer from Pabst.
Beware the redneck ninjas who come out after dark. We skulk around the truck stop, and we stalk the trailer park. Black overalls and baseball caps hide us in the night.
At least they would if our socks and skin weren't so pasty white.
Dang farmer's tan,
would you put on a t-shirt?
Something.
We ain't got fancy clothes or weapons, just what we can grab. Black shuriken cut from beer cans and call drops from pull tabs.
Ouch.
For swords we sharpen up machetes, breaking all the laws. Our blowguns come from Steak and Shake, they've got the biggest straws.
Beware the redneck ninjas, cause we've learned to improvise. Confederate flags conceal our faces and keep out the flies. We make our stinging gas bombs with Tabasco in balloons. Heck, half our gear's inspired by old Roadrunner cartoons.
Hey y'all, I got me an Acme Batsuit. I'm gonna fly!
Well, that was pathetic.
Clean up on aisle three. Hear now the tale of the final great battle between Clan Cabela and Clan Bigfoot. For many years, the clans had fought their secret hidden wars. For honor, gold, and glory, and dibs on the hardware stores. It mostly was just dirty tricks, they never came to blows. Till one day on their border was a brand new shiny Lowe's.
Camelot, it's only a big box store.
Shh, shh, shh. Bigfoot lords found taxidermied beavers in their beds. Whatever flattened Cabela's camp had big ol' honkin' treads. It might have broke down then and there if not for cooler heads. They chose to hold the tournament that every ninja dreads. The terrible, the dangerous, most extreme event of them all, Yakuza-palooza!
Can I sell the official t-shirt? Don't push it, Clem.
I ain't gonna push it. I'm just gonna hang it up and let people pay me for it.
A ninja competition, each side would pick one man to represent the spirit and the honor of the clan. Cabela picked Ted Nugent with a longbow and guitar, and Bigfoot chose Truckzilla, who ate Ted Nugent's car. The Nuge, he calmly got Truckzilla right there in his sights. He knocked off all his mirrors and he shot out all his lights. Truckzilla thrashed around until his engine up and died, then fell right through an outhouse that was sadly occupied. The outhouse door swung open, Truckzilla had barely missed the champion of Clan NASCAR, and he was doubly pissed.
Hello, my name is Juan Pablo Montoya. You killed my party. Prepare to die.
So now it was a three-way dance, but before they could cut loose, right in front of them, a beer truck smashed into a wayward moose.
What a crazy random happenstance.
A moose once bit my sister.
Well, that's the same dang moose.
Get him!
Old Ted nailed the guitar riff as he closed in for the kill. The NASCAR pinned that rig between Truckzilla and his grill. They declared a truce over Buds and Moose smoked brisket barbecue and vowed to work together against the Dread Clan Sudoku.
So now we stand united till our enemies are gone. If you hear dueling banjos, then there's dueling going on. If our shogun says get her done, there won't be nothing left. So beware the redneck ninjas, the good old boys of death.
Remember, if you use your katana to slice summer sausage,
you just might be a redneck ninja.
Does kielbasa count?
Shut up and pass the wasabi.